jobless recovery. And on my comments on Oregon, we'll see that that's also true for us, too. U.S. business investments, they have been dropping for seven consecutive quarters, but this last quarter, the third quarter that we have information on, there was a slight rise. So we're hopeful that this is a indication, hopefully, of a trend starting in business investments and that the worst of this downturn is behind us. Consumer sentiment, we've had a little bit of a jump up in November, but still we've had some problems with it. We're concerned about this because it does influence consumer spending, which is about two-thirds of economic activity. Same thing probably here in Oregon. So that's hopefully a better sign that we've at least seen the consumer sentiment also starting to level out.
Tom, didn't we hear in the news that about the weekend holiday sales were, if not record-setting, at least substantially up over the previous years? Is that a bigger increase than you might have expected to see based on what we were looking at last month?
I would say just marginally bigger than what we were looking at. We want to keep in mind that Thanksgiving falls very late in the year this time, so that there's 1 week less in the shopping season, so there can be some more concentration occurring on this past Friday than what we might normally see in other years. And on top of that, the chain stores have seemed to about hit where they were expected. The discounters were a little stronger than expected. So based on that, I think it does bode well. That is better news than what was expected. But still, even though they are record sales, we have to keep in mind that it's in comparison to a late Friday after Thanksgiving compared to other years. Federal funds rate, we've seen, of course, more cuts with that. They are meeting again this December, possibility of a further cut, although it really depends on their outlook for the news. They did change their bias to a look at both being concerned with a further decline in the economy, but also a look towards the future as possible inflation. This is just an indication, I think, that the Federal Reserve thinks things are bottoming out, so I think there's less